Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cicerino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here on February 16th, 2021, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. News AF is back here after being on Thursday last week. We are here back on News AF here with the News AF team and here to talk about everything that's going on. A man who has told us that he has some news to tell us or a story to tell us based on his soccer playing costume that he is wearing today.
That's right.
Here is Tyson Apostle. It's called a uniform.
It's called a kit.
A kit.
It's the same as cycling. A cycling kit. Yeah. Yes. And cyclists, it's the same thing, a kit. Let's introduce Danny before I get into my story.
Okay. And here is
Hi, Danny.
I am here also.
We learned has up to 3 Mountain Dew cans of soda a day, Danny Bryson.
The tall cans.
Yeah, I can't wait till I live to be 120. Tyson's long gone. And they're like, what's your secret to living to 120? And I'll just give the,
Mountain
you know,
Dew
my
and
answer.
Hard living.
Mountain Dew, Slim Jim,
Burger King. Yeah.
And then, yeah, people are like, oh my gosh, we need to recreate Mountain Dew and bring it back up. Obviously, it's a secret to a long life.
And Red Hots.
Yeah.
No. Not Red Hots. Hot tamales.
Hot tamales
and Mountain Dew.
Red 120 Hots would be better, years old. Dude. Those crunchy little guys, the original nerds.
Fill in your teeth.
Yeah.
You know, like your teeth become one smooth surface.
So good.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing this RLS Real Salt Lake soccer jersey. You can see their logo here. And this is their brand new jersey. They just launched it. And let me show you the back.
Yes.
Has my last name on the back. Yes. They put my name on it and everything. So I got contacted by a media marketing manager or something from the team. And they said, hey, we know you're from Utah and we'd love to have you be a part of our new jersey launch and our new kit launch happening on Friday. We're going to overnight you a jersey that has your last name on it. We're going to overnight one to your whole family. And I was like, I also want VIP meet and greet tickets.
Whoa,
anytime I want to go
you.
To the anytime I go to the games. And they were like, yes, no problem, we can do that too. And I was like, cool, then send me those jerseys. And they said Friday is the launch, so post something about it on Friday. And they And I'm like, yeah, Utah club. Of course, it's my soccer team. If I had to choose a soccer team, it would be the one in Utah, Real Salt Lake, of course. And they send me the kit. It gets here on Thursday. I immediately post about it. And then people start going berserko because no people have seen the kit yet. And I accidentally leaked it the day before they asked me to post on it because they were going to have a bunch of people post about it on Friday. I posted on Thursday. And I just like... because I got it. I was like, I'm just going to get this out of the way and get it done right now because the jerseys are fresh and clean and they look dope right now.
Smell good.
They smell good. So then I just put it up there. And then it started hitting the message boards of Real Salt Lake where it was just like, hey, here's the new, this is our first glimpse at the new. And I ended up being the guy who like people saw
the beans.
Yeah. So then I erased my post
and
after
you
I saw.
Supposed to, right?
I was not supposed to.
Hey, but if you don't want your new kit to leak out, don't give it to Pickleball's number one influencer.
The day before you want to launch, and I felt super stupid. Actually, in that moment, I was like, am I this stupid? Have I been going through life thinking I'm pretty smart this whole time, only to now discover that I am
this late in your life,
a moron? Yeah. So what I did was, I erased the post and then posted it, but nobody from Real Salt Lake ever said anything to me.
Mm-hmm. And they'll never say anything to you again.
Well, that's the thing, is I'm going to test and see if they give me tickets when I'm
get
in town. I think it was ended
we
up being okay.
See our kid until the next day.
Nobody said anything after, so I think they're fine with it. It probably actually wasn't even a bad thing that people were getting a little like, what's the crossover
sneak
of soccer fans and me? There was
promotion.
A handful. So
I never heard of Real Salt Lake until today.
There you go. So, so the test will be when I'm in Utah and hitting them up for all the tickets they promised me.
Mm-hmm. Tyson, Real Salt Lake on the map.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. But the jersey's pretty dope, dude. And the price tag on it, these are not cheap.
What does it say on the front?
Life Vantage.
Life Vantage, what is that?
One of their sponsors.
Oh. Yeah,
sponsors.
What do they do?
I don't know.
Hmm. What do you think they do, Dave?
Tyson, do you think you could run all the way down to the end of a soccer pitch and then all the way back?
I could run all the way down and all the way back?
Yeah, and all the way back.
Yeah. Do you not think I could?
I don't know. I don't know how much you run. You could pick like the ball all the way to one end.
Like a full sprint?
Back. Yeah, full sprint. I'd like to see that.
A full sprint all the way down and all the way back.
I was just picturing you playing soccer, which is something I've never seen in my life.
I used to play soccer.
Sprinting.
Yeah.
I used to play indoor soccer quite a bit.
I never saw you play soccer.
You never saw me play soccer, but we knew each other when I was playing soccer.
I'd like to see that. Can we get some video?
This is before the age of like real social media. Honestly, this wasn't that long ago, but I never ever posted about it. This was probably like 5-6 years ago. I used to play.
Were you a soccer fan when you lived in Europe?
No, but I used to play. I played in 2 indoor leagues in Salt Lake for a long time, probably like 3 or 4 years.
The secret soccer history of Tyson Apostle.
Indoor soccer is super fun.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's on a smaller field and it's run more like hockey, where you jump on. There's 7 guys on the team usually, but I mean sometimes it's 6 or 8 or whatever, and then you just run full speed, try to get a goal for like 2 or 3 minutes, and then when you're exhausted, you run over and jump out, and somebody else jumps on the field for you.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Wow.
So yeah, I do. I actually have been looking for places to play indoor soccer here, but indoor soccer in Arizona is not as popular because you can play outdoor year round.
Mm.
And I don't want to play outdoor.
In the summer, it's not popular?
Yeah, there's not very many places to play where I live indoor soccer. I think there's one place like 20 or 30 minutes away, and that's the closest one.
Yeah.
But also, I don't want to play outdoor. The field is bigger. But the game moves a little slower, and I don't want to sprain my ankle in like a pothole because of the imperfection of the field. Because when you're playing indoor, you're on a perfectly flat turf field.
Yeah.
And you've got notoriously weak ankles.
Yeah, but not like notoriously weak. I mean, weaker
famously,
than.
Yes.
I mean,
famously weak.
They're not so weak. I can play outdoor and it's fine. But if I hit something wrong, yeah, that'd be bad news.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into some of these stories. And this is one that it's emoji news. That's our wheelhouse here for years. News AF is your number one source for emoji news. And so this is a story that a lot of people have been talking about over these last couple of days. Danny, if you see something funny on Instagram or maybe on a different social networking site and it text, what will you say to show that you are laughing?
I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't want the person to know that I've been looking at their stuff. Plus, if I did write a comment, I would go over it so many times, worried that I might be saying wrong or that it won't come across as funny, that in the end, I just delete the comment to move on.
What about you, Tyson?
So, terrible person to ask.
I was reading all the comments instead of paying attention to what was going on.
I want to say, Tyson, that we were texting the other day, and I feel like, did you give me an LOL?
No. Did I give you an LOL? Let me check our text.
Look, I do use thumbs up a lot, just because that's the easiest
one. Oh, no, Tyson, give me a ha-ha. Ha-ha.
But it's, what else am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
That's funny.
What you're not supposed to do, don't use the laughing, crying emoji, because
I don't.
Guess what? Gen Z says that it is, you're a boomer.
In the younger generation, they get to dictate what's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That they are the influencers. And a 21-year-old told CNN Business, I use everything but the laughing emoji. I stopped using it a while back because I saw older people using it, like my mom, my older siblings, and just older people in general.
By the way, if you remember our last emoji story, or one of our last emoji stories, we talked about which was the most popular emoji, and it was the laugh cry emoji.
Yeah.
So this is how great has this fallen, the laugh cry emoji.
Yeah, but it's like everything else that boomers ruin, like the planking challenge, the statue challenge, all of those things, dude.
So laugh crying is no good. Okay. But here are some of the acceptable alternatives. Okay.
Okay.
So
according to who? A panel of 20-year-olds?
The people they talk to, Danny. What do you
20-year-old survey people? Matter.
Okay, give me the list so I know what to use if I ever
For
one.
Many Gen Zers, the skull emoji has become a popular replacement for conveying laughter. Because it's like, do you get it? It's like, I'm dead.
You laugh till you're dead, yeah.
You laugh so hard that you're dead.
That's get why it. It's I get
the skull.
It. Yeah.
Okay. Some other alternatives are the loudly crying face. I'm not sure. Is that the one with like it's like waterfalls pouring down from your eyes?
Maybe. Sure.
Or according to this, you can write LOL. I thought that was over. Or you could write LMAO. That stands for laughing my ass off.
Arse off. I get that. And by the way, the skeleton thing, it's funny they mentioned that. I have seen that more and more. And kind of made this comment in my mind, like, where is this coming from? The skeleton emoji.
Yeah, it means that you laugh so hard.
Dying laughing.
Dead. Yeah, dead.
I'm dead. I'm dying.
Yeah.
So.
No, you don't say I'm dying. You just say dead.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Nope. Not even I'm dead. Just dead. Just
dead.
The laugh cry emoji is officially named the face with tears of joy. That is, I didn't know the emoji have like official like scientific names, Tyson.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's there's the Latin name for them, and then there's the common
like every
name
animal
for them.
Species.
Yeah, they're the family and genus.
Yeah,
and then there's the phylum. All of it. It's all there.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah. It topped Emojipedia's list of most used emojis of 2020, which was not a very funny year.
There you go.
Wait, which one did? Which one topped the list?
The one you're not supposed to use anymore. Face with tears of joy.
Yeah, so obviously this kid might not be in the loop. Why are we taking his advice as being
like
the gospel?
It's not just that one person. And let us know that.
They got a sample size of 10. 10, 20-year-old saying that it's
it was a victim of its own success. It got so popular that too many people were using it. And then young people said, hey, I see this person that's not cool that's using it. So if this person that's not cool
typically
is using
moms
it,
and
then
dads.
I can't use it. And then that's it.
Yeah, that's how that's the circle of life. We've known that time and time again.
Internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
if you,
so can I delete that from my emoji keyboard just to make sure I never
use it? Well, you need it because what if your parents send you something funny and you need to let them know that you think it's funny?
Just say ha, ha with an exclamation point. That's what I use. A real aggressive ha.
Don't send them a skull. I think that something was wrong.
No, I would not.
Like, oh
they would not
God,
be
Danny's
able to interpret
dead.
That.
I used to never say ha ha or LOL on text because I was above that. Because I am like, I like to write everything out like a really old person. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but then there's no way to convey laughter other than being like, well played, sir. I am currently laughing at what you just said. So yeah. Now I do write ha ha when it's like good enough mm-hmm. to be like, that's pretty funny.
Tyson, could you send a voice note of yourself actually laughing? I feel like that would be very effective.
That'd be tough.
I do a robot laughter. Ha 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 ha. Very funny.
Hmm.
Like that. Yeah. DePete has an eggplant in the comments. I think eggplant is pretty universal. You could send that for kind of any occasion.
Mm hmm. Did you know this? That also that Gen Z will use the emoji of a person wearing a cowboy hat to signify awkwardness.
That's Tyson's signature look. Tyson's a living example of awkwardness walking around that cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That means awkward. Adam in the chat's sharing it and it doesn't look awkward. There's nothing about it that to me, I would be like, no, oh, that's.
Yep.
It is.
Yeah, cowboy hats are real weird.
Mm-hmm.
Or, outside of the ranch.
Or the emoji of a person simply standing. Those both mean awkwardness.
By themselves, yeah.
I could see that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Or that if you see a bunch of positive emoji, like stars, mm-hmm. rainbows, fairies, and then also with something negative, that also means awkward, confusing.
Hmm. I haven't felt awkward for a really long time, so I don't know that I would ever need to research or use any of those.
Awkward. I feel a little awkward right now.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
There are some acceptable uses still of laughing crying emoji.
Oh, thank goodness.
But it's you could do it ironically to send it to 6 or 7 people in a row to exaggerate it. But overall, this article says the emoji is a no-go.
Is there anywhere I could buy this rule book of emojis just to make sure?
You just have to know it, Danny. Come on.
I got to be in touch with the generation.
I'm doing my best to keep you in the know, Danny, but
this is tough because I rarely use them,
mm-hmm.
and it sounds like I've been using them all wrong, which will make me use them even less, which is probably what they want.
Yeah, I never use them. Soft I hate bully. Using emoji, even though I know that I should learn, because I was going to translate the entire Bible in emoji at one point and never got off the ground.
Yeah, that would be good.
But I don't know enough about emoji to even do that.
Just go back to writing it all out. That's where it's going to end up anyway. Everything old becomes new again.
Yeah,
dearest Tyson, it has been a fortnight since we last met.
Yeah, but what I'm saying,
your casual conversation and lightheartedness.
Yeah. Liv is saying that I thought this was awkward. And this is a finger pointing left and a finger pointing right. I think anything that's sort of like the two opposites next to each other, I think that that's good.
That's not a finger pointing left and a finger pointing right. That's tip to tip.
That reminds me of popping a zit. That I would be confused by that.
Like, no, I'm the only one that I guess understood that. So it makes, I guess I am the youngest one here.
Yes. And well, I've here's just proven the question, it. Tyson, that begs yes. asking. Is it time to reboot the emoji movie?
I think probably just do a sequel.
Yeah. It's like, hey, with a laugh cry emoji walks in, like, hey, and then everybody's like, get out of here, you.
Yeah.
Like, you suck.
Lame.
Cool. Like, wait, what did I do? Everybody used you too much.
He's probably best friends with Cowboy Hat and Stand Man.
Yeah, he has to go hang out. Go sit at the loser table.
Yeah, it's the loser table, like the high school cafeteria.
They don't have that anymore because that would be bullying, dude.
Oh, I'm sure it's
still
exists.
What is this, Tyson?
What?
What we're talking about, making fun of people for what emojis they're using.
It's yeah, true. This is exactly what it is. This is just high school
shaming.
Expanded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
it's a rite of passage to shame your elders.
Yeah.
And your peers.
I guess.
By the way, that standing emoji, that's perfect. That was me at every high school dance. Just standing there.
Why would you go to high school dances if you were just going to stand there?
I still don't know why. Maybe I like envisioned something awesome in Hollywood happening.
I just never went to high school dances.
I went to a few. I think I stopped going by the time I was a junior, but you know, in a freshman, you're all hopeful and optimistic, and then sophomore, you're a cynic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know me, Tyson. I don't dance. How many dances have you been to with me? Clubs. I just stand there and hold the coats.
I've probably been to one with you.
Yeah, and I held your coat.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, we got a couple more social media stories to get to.
Let's hear them.
All right, so this weekend was Valentine's Day. Danny, how was your Valentine's Day?
I could have sworn nothing happened. It felt like just any other day. Yes. My mom had a Valentine's Day dinner, but if that hadn't happened, it would have been just like any other day. Zero love.
Yes. Tyson, did you have a lavish Valentine's Day celebration with Rachel?
No.
No.
We had the kids with us, mm-hmm. and we celebrated Valentine's Day with the kids. They got some fun little Valentine's presents, and then Grandma and Grandpa came over and gave them some more Valentine's presents, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah. We didn't have too much going on. Nicole makes a big deal for the boys, and she mm-hmm. baked them a cake, and then she had like a little like Valentine's like Reese's peanut butter cup tin. And then my kid said to me, "Dad, did you get us anything for Valentine's Day?" I said, "No, I did not."
Yeah,
you got something already. That's it. It's not like, oh, here's my Valentine from mom and my Valentine from dad. Stop it.
That's funny.
Stop
it. We went to the donut shop and got heart-shaped mm-hmm. donuts, which was nice.
Oh,
because donuts.
Yeah, donuts are delicious, and heart-shaped donuts don't ruin them at all. I don't know that it improves them, but they were still delicious.
Okay, well then, I have a Valentine's Day story and a donut story. So which would you prefer we do next?
Ooh.
Let's do the one you were going to discuss.
All right, it's Valentine's Day story. So over on TikTok, so many viral things happen. A woman named Gloria had a post that went viral where she claimed that she got her her man for Valentine's Day a she made basically like a bouquet of all of the women that he liked their photos on Instagram.
Yeah. So crafty.
Mm-hmm.
This is
funny. What a personal touch for a present.
Let me see if I could play the audio of this and see if it would play here. Let's see if she'll tell you what she's up to.
Second other for Valentine's Day. I thought I'd share mine. So I got my husband this cute little box, filled it with pictures of all the girls' photos that he's been liking on Instagram. Hope he likes it.
Okay.
She's very cool, calm, and collected.
Very cool, calm, and collected. Like, yeah. And
that would make me more nervous than an angry, raging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she printed out. She doesn't seem like she has a great printer, if I'm going to be, you know, kind of like a ink.
Or low-quality photos.
Yeah. And then she printed out the photos, cut them out, and then put them on, like, you know, 4x4 styrofoam tiles, and then put a stick into the bottom, and then put them into something where she could then present, here you go. Here's
like a bouquet.
What if this backfired and he's like, oh, thank you. It is so hard to find some of these pictures. No, this is great. This is going to go on my scrapbook.
I would be very confused if I got this from my wife. I would say, wait, what is this? She's like, all the pictures you liked. Like, I did? I mean, do you think this guy remembers it? Like, oh, yes, this photo, a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
I'll never forget this one. This one got me through 2020.
Yes. Yes.
It's a lot of work, though. She must really like her husband to put this much effort into a present.
Yeah.
So there you go. That was, I mean, it was kind of thoughtful.
It was.
It didn't sound like she was dumping him.
No, but it sounds like that might be something that happens in the future. The other thing is, if you're going to waste that much printer ink mm-hmm. on a project like that, that's real dedication and love.
Yeah,
yeah. She's
Nolan says
she
that's
an Etsy shop.
Nolan in the chat says that's way too much work to start an argument.
Yeah, very good point. We've got
you can go straight to the argument without putting all the work in mm-hmm. it initially.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I've gotten in an argument with my wife over photos that I like, but I'm not liking this person's like Like I'm not going on like Instagram models, like web pages. Like sometimes you have people like who post a picture and then I get like, why did you like this person's picture? I don't know. I thought you're supposed to like everybody's picture.
Yeah. I just go down and like them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well,
not that.
I'm sure those are the exact same things he said. So thank you for giving us his part of the argument when it very first started.
So, okay. Be careful. Sure. Be careful out there.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that you could see what other people's pictures are like. Because you know what? I've never gone on Instagram and said, hey, what pictures are people liking today?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm too self-absorbed. I've never looked at one thing anybody else is liking on Instagram.
I think there's a place you can see that.
Yeah. I've never gone to that page.
I don't know how.
I feel like if you knew that the crying emoji was out, you would also know how to look at that find out what people have been looking at.
I got too much going on that I can look at what anybody else is looking at on Instagram. Okay. All right. Dunkin' Donuts wedding happened. Okay. Tyson, when you were in the donut shop, did you see anybody getting married?
I wish. No. Nobody getting married. You know, I don't even think you can't even stay in the donut shop. You have to go and get your donuts and leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, a New York couple went down to Florida to get married at a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru.
Okay.
So they got married in the drive. So they got married in a car.
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. They got married in their car. You want to hear the news story on this? Maybe that'll help explain what's going on.
Oh, yes.
It has wedding bells chiming here in the capital region. But one Niskayuna couple is tying the knot in an unexpected place. A drive-thru for a popular coffee chain. I spoke with that couple to find out why did they do this a little bit differently.
Do you promise coffee chain. To yourself, to Selena, to love and care and cherish her through life's joy?
Music's a little hot. Yeah. They're in a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru with face masks on.
When Selena Stalmer asked her fiancé, Brian Dinsmore, if he would get married at a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, he wasn't sure what to say.
Initially, it wasn't shocking to me, and I'm like, you know, this is different, especially with the year we've had with Corona and all that.
They had a big family wedding planned for June, but 2 weeks ago, they decided to postpone.
So we were kind of bummed that, you know, we weren't getting married this year, and then it was like a sign.
Selena was scrolling through Facebook when she actually saw a post from us, News 10, saying that her favorite coffee franchise was holding a contest for a free wedding.
I was like, oh my God, we should do it.
Yeah, I guess it probably is free to have a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru wedding.
You know what we need to revamp?
Mm-hmm.
We need to revamp news person speak.
Yeah.
Like the way they talk, the it's just so bad. It is so dated. It doesn't sound genuine at all. That was hard to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Not even the parts about them, like them talking about their wedding. The hardest part was listening to the news anchor discuss the story. Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah, I know.
By the way.
Yes.
Great place to get married. I love donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And the food available at the wedding, already better than any food at any wedding I've been to.
Yeah, if you get married at Dunkin' Donuts, when they say, may I please have the ring, do they give you a donut to put on the bride's finger?
I thought about that. What
Where was
me?
This?
This was an
Florida.
an Albany couple. You know, let me make sure that everything is Albany here, but there's a map of Florida on the page. So, yeah, it may have all been in Albany.
Oh, okay. So not Florida. I thought.
I apologize.
Sure,
I apologize about that.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever been to a Dunkin' Donuts on the East Coast where they started. So I'm sure they're very glamorous there with mm-hmm. marble and gold leafing and stuff.
Like a European Burger King.
Yeah. Or like a Zurich Bank. You wouldn't know about that, Rob. Banks in Zurich are very fancy,
very
dude. If anybody's ever in Zurich, Switzerland, walk the main street in Zurich where all the banks and all the high fashion stores are. Go into the lobbies of the banks just to look around.
Mm-hmm.
They are ridiculous.
Yeah.
But here in Arizona, I can tell you that mm-hmm. Dunkin' Donuts are very scary places, and for many, many reasons.
Yes. Why?
I mean, first of all, there's
ruffians.
Yeah, there's, I mean, the regulars, the people that are like, I've had Dunkin' Donuts for 75 years. I'm not going to not have my Dunkin' Donuts. So there's a place like a block away that's a local shop that does way better donuts. I don't know. No, mm-hmm. no, they don't have the Dunkin' Donuts roast. And then they don't look very clean. Mm-hmm. The donuts don't look that fresh. And look, Dunkin', if you want to come at me with some type of sponsorship or whatever, sure, I will claim that your donuts are delicious. But in the moment, no. I like mm-hmm. the local mom and pop shops better.
Yeah. I do want to apologize again about the Florida thing. So this was the article is from the Tampa NBC affiliate, but they were reporting on a story that happened in Albany.
See, and so that's why I'm saying,
yes,
in New York, maybe the Dunkin' Donuts do have that marble and gold
columns.
Leafing.
Yeah,
there was no marble columns in the video. And they have.
I've been to a Dunkin' Donuts in New York
runs
City.
On Dunkin' and this pride runs on Dunkin'.
They have those shirts. That's what they were wearing.
There were that's yes, it was a big thing. Look, I'm sure that to get married during COVID, it was tough. I guess they felt like, okay, I guess this is better than nothing.
Whatever. Let's just get married in this
whatever.
Car, in this drive-thru.
We're going to get free Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not try and get a deal out of it? Make the best of a terrible moment mm-hmm. and get some free dozen.
I mean, this isn't as bad as like Tyson. You remember we talked about like Taco Bell wanted people to get married. That wasn't even during COVID. Yeah.
That wasn't knowing people were still doing that.
You know what, yeah. though? If you give me the choice between a Dunkin' Donuts and a Taco Bell wedding, Taco Bell all the time. Every time. Taco Bell wedding.
No, no.
Yeah, because
I feel actually safer with Dunkin' if we're going there.
No.
Unless Taco Bell's willing to, you know, kick us some sponsorship, then definitely Taco Bell. But right now, I mean, they've got all that stuff they got to put in and the.
Taco Bell stores are cleaner, at least here, mm-hmm. Than the Dunkin' Donuts I've been to.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to the Taco Bell Cantina in Las Vegas, where it's a sit-down restaurant?
That's what M. Piper says. Taco Bell Resort is swanky.
I've never been to the Taco
Bell.
There's a Taco Bell Resort.
Second marriage. Taco Bell Resort.
Vegas is good for a second marriage.
Renew my vows at
That's
the Taco
ideal.
Bell Resort.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah. What says love more than that?
Mm-hmm.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's talk about another big viral challenge that's going on right now. This is a harmful one. This is not one that we are recommending that people try. Tyson, have you considered doing the wax challenge?
I have waxed body hair off of me before.
Mm-hmm.
But
this is unlike any wax
challenge. I've waxed my armpits. I've waxed my entire chest and everything. And
for swimming or for
just
aesthetics?
For looking good when I was shredded.
Yeah.
And now I try to cover as much body as I can with body hair.
Yes. Yes.
I grow it out so you can't see my body.
You douse your body in Rogaine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So there's a new TikTok challenge where people are taking like hot wax and putting it all over their face. So that
not a challenge, Rob. I got to correct it there.
Yeah,
it came about because of professional beauticians mm-hmm. who provided it as a service. He got something like 80 million views on his first video doing this. And mm-hmm. supposedly waxing of the face, not to this degree, is something that takes place in the Middle East all the time. Just mm-hmm. background.
Plucking. Okay. Yeah. And I think actually, I think Native Americans also would pluck their facial hair.
Mm-hmm. Not pluck. Tyson, you got to look at the pictures. It almost looks like
waxing
out of a comic book, the okay. amount of wax they put on there. And they don't like, they have like these, in the picture I saw, Q-tips to channel air down to your nose and mouth mm-hmm, instead mm-hmm. of like freeing up like with straws or something. And then they just copious amounts of wax. I don't know if you got a picture there, Rob, that you can show Tyson to give him the full idea.
Yeah.
It's disturbing.
And then they rip it all off their face yeah. really quick.
So what's the difference between a challenge and people doing it? It's like there's no game to it.
A challenge yeah. is like, yeah, you post it on your social media and you're like, here we go. I'm about to do it. And then they mm-hmm. rip all the hair off their face as you're like screaming and be like, I did it. I did it.
I would put this up there with people who cut hair with fire or cut hair with butcher's knives. You know, it's like something that was being done before TikTok came about. Mm-hmm. And then finally people got to look at some weird technique that some faraway place was using to cut hair or beauty product, and then they're just like, oh, look at this. This is interesting.
I've had my face covered like this before.
Mm-hmm.
But with wax.
Not with wax. I had it was for a mold for a face mask. They made a face mask of me.
Hmm.
Who? And who's they?
Peter Harper, the artist, who's Harper the musician.
Yeah. Oh, for the wax museum statue of you.
No, it was just an art thing that he was doing. He was doing a bunch of faces and then putting them in a book and showing what he had made. And is Peter Harper the musician?
Ben Harper?
Harper. Ben Harper's brother, Peter Harper, okay. is also a musician, but also an artist. And mm-hmm. he was doing a project. And
when he removed the stuff from your face, did it tear out all your nose hair and ear hair? Because supposedly that's a big part of this.
No, it tore out a little bit of facial hair that did kind of hurt, but not that much. He was like, you have a little bit of a beard, so it will tear a little bit of that hair out, but it will be fine. And yeah. it was fine. It did sting a little bit, but it didn't rip all of it out.
Okay. Well, dermatologists are saying this is a bad idea. Don't do it.
Yeah. You're going to get pus filled, whatever.
Yes. It's clearly not a good idea to cover the whole face with wax, says Dr. Emma Wedgeworth. She says it's a senseless practice and it's particularly harmful when applied to the nose due to the delicate skin and blood vessels that sit close to the surface. It's a traumatic process for your skin.
Can it be any more traumatic than those masks that people put on and then they have videos of them taking them off and their skin stretching like 4 inches out from their skull as they try to remove it? It seems like that's pretty traumatic too.
So are they ripping? So this is ripping off eyebrows?
No, they cover the eyebrow and eyelashes with tiny strips of paper.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Danny, are you looking into this?
Danny's
exploring
it. I read
the article before we came on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched a video of somebody?
No, I don't watch the videos. I just look at the pictures.
Okay. Well, he is wearing an Yves Saint Laurent cover-up thing. So it looks like it's must be pretty swanky.
Don't go to TikTok for medical advice. Should be a disclaimer when you open the app, I think.
Yeah, file your teeth, wax on your face.
And this is one I didn't even hear about. In the past, this is from the article on the New York Post today. In the past, TikTok has seen a rise in the plethora of half-baked beauty hacks, from reshaping teeth with nail files and using erection cream as a pout plumper.
Oh, the lip filler. Yeah,
I must have missed that.
That works, by the way. That one works. I saw that picture of that guy. His lips were massive. And the reason doctors say is it opens up blood vessels. And
oh, my God.
Just makes it you should see the picture of that guy who put the erection cream on his lips.
I didn't even know there was erection cream.
I didn't know either.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Where are you buying erection cream, Danny?
Usually I get it down at the local market, but they've been out recently due to COVID.
Yeah, I think they have it behind the counter. And then you have to say, like, yes, I'd like to get a tube of the erection cream. It's from my lips. I swear.
It does work. His lips were massive.
Look how thin my upper lip is.
But and the reason they could have done it the Kylie Jenner way where you put it on a cup and, you know.
And the reason they say not not to do it isn't because it's bad for your lips, because you're not supposed to ingest it. So that was the, at least in the article I read, that was the problem with that lip stuff. But his lips were so big.
Yeah, you don't want your esophagus getting all erect when you swallow that stuff. Yeah,
so this was only a couple of weeks ago. How did we miss this? News AF Nation, where were you on this?
I read it, guys. I was there.
How did it not make it to the bolt hole?
You think I'm going to skip a story that says erection cream makes Lantman's lips explode?
You did skip it.
I didn't skip it. I read the whole thing.
Wait, his lips exploded like overcooked
bratwurst?
No, exploded,
like became super cool overnight.
Yeah. It's like in the Leprechaun 3 movie I watched.
Wow.
I also saw an article about an ancient civilization that filed their teeth. So that's also not new. That's just new to TikTok. Just don't do it. I mean, like every dentist interviewed was like, please don't file your teeth.
Okay. It also says it burned also. Okay. Don't do it.
I would expect it to. Yeah. Good
what
burn,
did?
Though.
All right. How about, want to talk about the big nudist resort in Mexico that is, business is booming.
I don't know if my mom will let me.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't look at the pictures.
Okay,
it's called Zipolite, and it is the nudist Mexican paradise. And their business is doing great right now, but not so great for times of COVID.
It's doing great because of all the other more restricted locations that have shut down. So now it's just booming.
Everyone has to go here.
Yeah, they've all been funneled. Sex Island was shut down.
Yeah, Beaver Ranch was shut down. All of them.
Caligula's was shut down. It's like, where do you go when you can't go to any of those places? Zipolite.
Yeah, but they have 20 flights arriving every day, and many are loaded with tourists looking for the
20
famous
flights?
Beaches. Yeah.
How big are these planes?
Probably Airbuses.
Bringing in people from all over
so
the world.
Many naked people.
They did have to cancel the annual nudist festival to comply with Mexico's COVID restrictions, but the tourism is still happening. And we can't get a Survivor season done yet. Come on.
You know what question I'm going to ask now?
I don't.
Yes.
Buffet or no buffet? I mean, they're going to have that there?
Ceviche. Would you eat ceviche at this place?
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Ceviche at a nudist.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. Ceviche always makes me nervous. I mean, whenever someone describes to you how it's cooked in its own acid or whatever.
It's cooked in lime acid of the citrus, which is crazy because it looks like cooked meat, dude.
Does it, though?
Yes, it does.
Plus, ceviche, looking at that, would look a lot like everyone else around you. Very similar.
Yeah. The issue here is really for a lot of the locals there who are not thrilled about the resorts bringing in all these people from around the world. I do not think that they're requiring any sort of COVID testing to get in there, and that it could be potentially a major health issue for the area.
Yeah, how annoying would that be? You're in lockdown. Man. You look out your window at the beach that you can't go to, and there's some foreigner hanging dong. And that would be enraging. You're like, I can't even go to that beach. And here's this guy from Arizona out there on the beach totally naked. I don't know.
just a guy from Arizona.
Just a guy from Arizona.
Okay. Yeah. Tyson, not me. I'm a family man.
They're saying that Zipolite is the new Tulum? Am I pronouncing that right?
Tulum.
Tulum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Tulum jumped the shark a little while ago.
No. Why? Because Zipolite is the new Tulum.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
A place to go naked and maskless once things are completely back to normal. I'm not sure if you have to be masked at what resorts.
Man, that would be you. I mean, probably indoors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably need to indoors be masked.
Yeah,
but
I think if I was going to be nude, I think I would like the mask. I feel like they would like help like
alleviate some of the shame.
Who I am a little bit more.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
a giant mask.
Yeah,
so you think that
face shield.
That, You think that nudism is on the rise as people are wearing masks more?
I don't know. Lots of people want to be nude, but don't want to be recognized nude. I'm just saying for me personally, if I was going to be nude, I think then having like a face covering, I think would probably help.
Yeah, like eyes wide shut type scenario.
Yeah, maybe.
What about face paint? Would that be enough?
Face paint? Like a total full face wax?
Not wax.
Oh, a wax. Face wax, huh?
Hmm. Yeah, that would cover your identity. Yeah. Just like cool would. Face paint.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about one other story? And I love this guy. 90-year-old man, North Hollywood area. His internet was too slow, so he spent $10,000 on newspaper ads to complain about AT&T.
And it worked.
Yeah, this guy's awesome.
Yes. Okay. He had been a loyal AT&T customer since 1960.
Crazy.
He kept calling them and said, "When are you going to give me faster internet?" Like I don't know. Like, I get that. Like, hey, I'm 90. I don't have all day to wait around for this page to load.
For this dial-up.
I'm trying to download this movie.
Also, this guy's 90 and is working the internet, which is, I think...
Yeah.
The most impressive part of this story.
Yeah. Here's my question. Is he using the laugh cry emoji?
Probably.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So they kept telling him, like, hey, the faster internet is coming. It's coming.
But it wasn't.
Was mad that they put an ad in the newspaper and said, try our faster speed. First off, what are the chances that they put out a newspaper ad and the one person that happens to read the newspaper happened to see it, who was a pissed off customer?
So good.
Yeah. So he took out an ad in the Wall Street Journal.
$10,000.
He spent $10,000 and wrote a letter called "Why is AT&T, a leading communications company, treating us so shabbily?"
Shabbily.
I like this guy. I aspire to be at least him in some respects,
Frank,
when I turn 90.
What does shabbily mean? Is it good or bad?
Yes, and he got national headlines. and they got a call from the company the same day the ad ran. We're going to see what we can do for you.
That's incredible.
Sucks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you have AT&T, right?
Not anymore. I left. I was tired of their shenanigans.
Yes.
Being treated shabbily.
They'll treat you shabbily.
That's what I mean. You know.
Verizon should run with that. We won't treat you shabbily.
Dude, 60 years he's been a customer.
He said he doesn't want to switch. But he might consider taking his business elsewhere, but he doesn't want to.
Yeah, that's crazy. 60 years he's been giving AT&T money. Is even when they switched to Singular and then had to switch back to AT&T.
Yeah.
Were they Singular? Is that the ones that merged?
I think they buy Singular.
Something like that, but they had to keep switching.
Singular was now AT&T.
They had to keep switching back and forth because they kept getting super low ratings on their customer service. So it was like... AT&T is now Singular. Same great service. We're just known as Singular. And then when Singular got ranked as the number one worst customer service.
Yeah.
Yep. Back to AT&T.
Yeah.
Did you miss us?
Did you miss us? And then they got, I thought as they started ranking super low on that they were going to switch back to Singular again and just keep doing that back and forth.
Yeah.
Try to avoid those rating systems.
It must be nice to have the kind of like FU money to just like take out newspaper ads about companies that are not giving you good, like, you know, that like I feel like that the younger person move is like to go on Twitter and then it's like, hey, everybody, guess what? I just got the worst customer service from at AT&T, and they said that they were going to give me faster internet, and it never happened, and I'm never use their business again. But to go to put that ad in the newspaper.
So good. I would run a TV ad if I had the money.
Yeah.
That's so great, dude. Man. Run a TV ad about it, like a smear campaign, like your...
That's not effective. TV ads. Does anybody watch TV ads?
A Hulu ad.
Everybody watch
maybe TV like a Hulu ad or something like, or a YouTube ad or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put some ad dollars somewhere there.
Because
I think the company would wake up real quick. Because all you really need is it to get back to them. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is out there. How many people are seeing this? Only two, because it's a television ad. You got to squash it out immediately.
I feel like the newspaper is more effective. I feel like the newspaper is like, you could put it on somebody's desk. Like, what? What is this? I just feel like that's, even though like the social media thing is probably much more likely to be seen and shared by other people, I do feel like that the newspaper is like, it's physical.
It's far more dramatic to throw that down. Jerry, take a look at this. Page 2. Let's open it up. And it's like, my goodness. Contact this man immediately. Shabbily, I haven't heard that since my mother yelled it at me.
Hold my calls. We've got a situation.
For that $10,000, he could have done so much more, by the way.
Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Yeah, let's go. Let's journey there together.
By the way, Danny, did you happen to see that we had the RHAP social media team working on some Valentine's Day greetings? Did you see the I don't know what they made something like, you can always be in my bolt hole for Valentine's.
Yeah, I saw that, and it's a picture of Danny.
Did you miss that? You didn't print that out for Liz?
I missed that. No, Liz should have printed that out for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's take it away to Danny and the bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Guys, now they're going to fly a drone on Mars.
I kind of feel like the Mars rover is a drone.
Nah, they're going to actually fly something. How cool is that? Like, actually fly. Normally, they just land.
Fly to Mars, or are they going to land on Mars, and the drone's going to pop up?
What kind of drone? Is it going to be a jet engine drone, or does the atmosphere allow for propellers there as well?
So, it is propellers. The atmosphere, it's like almost non-existent, but I'm fascinated by this. It's a 4-pound drone, rechargeable through solar power. It's right now inside of the capsule or whatever is going there, and it's going to emerge, and then they're just going to hover it because
like
it takes
a butterfly
40
out of a cocoon.
Yeah, it takes 45 minutes to send a command, so that you can't fly it by controls. You just have to pre-program and hope that it does it. But it's fascinating, like, to think that we're going to fly something on another planet.
That's going to last for just one crash day, land. Danny.
I know. I feel that way, too. It's kind of a depressing story because they're so excited. They built this special drone to fly into Mars' atmosphere.
Something happened. We lost it.
And from someone who's flown a lot of drones, I know exactly it's going to go up, tip over, and then that'll be it.
Yeah.
We'll see pictures of it on its side.
TKMG's in the chat says, will it take more than 10 seconds before they lose control and it flies into the nearest tree and breaks? I think the bigger story here is that there's trees on Mars.
No, he understands. Yeah, they understand the drones, just that first time you launch it, you're full of excitement and wonder. Mm-hmm. And then seriously, 10 seconds later, you've got a broken drone on your hands.
Yeah. As the entire, this is going to be like, too soon, I know, but the Challenger thing where we all sat down in elementary school watching it live on TV, and then all the teachers were like, oh, turn it off, and then all the students, I think I was like in kindergarten or
it was second grade, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember being like, we know what happened, can we talk about it? And they're like, no. Yeah, you have to talk to your parents about it at home. Mm-hmm. And
well, luckily, the drone has no people associated with it.
Still, though, it'll be like the hype of like the country gathers round. Mm-hmm. This will be like the unifying thing for humanity to watch the drone.
There's not that much hype. I think
nobody
one of the few
people
who saw the article and was like, dude, awesome. They're going to launch a drone on Mars. How cool is that? And sad. But that's not even what I wanted to talk about.
Good. Why not a whole herd of drones? A flock of drones?
Because you have to get, you got to get some information, a whole flock of drones. Now it's a whole flock of drones that crash.
It's crashing into
each
other.
1 to 2 minutes. Yeah, you got to get some data back and then update the next drone that you send out there. It's a very, very slow process.
Okay.
All right. That's not even what I want to talk about, but it was a cool story. Did anybody see the video of the cow that went into the Colombian hospital and charged around and attacked people?
No.
Is there more to that, or is that was it?
I mean, there's obviously more to it, but when I saw this and there's a video which plays automatically, so I did see a little bit of the video. You know what? Imagine you're in the emergency room. You feel like crap. you've got maybe a broken arm or just some kind of stomach bug that you're not sure what it is.
Yeah.
And you're just there trying, you know, like when you really feel miserable, you're trying to find that comfortable place where it's like, okay, I feel okay if I'm in this position. You're just trying to find that place. And a giant charging cow was released in the ER room while you sat there and waited. I just couldn't get over how that, how would I react if a charging cow came into the ER room? And just started smashing people, knocking chairs down.
Well, I don't think you'd be a hero, Danny. I think you'd definitely be one of the first.
Well, how can you even be a hero? Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Like, you're grabbing old people and, you know, helping them get to safety.
No, you have to inject it with something that puts it to sleep.
What are you going
to
do?
That's why you
Tyson
always
does
carry
have a cowboy hat.
Horse tranquilizer on you, that's, Danny.
Yeah, that would be very awkward and a good use of the cowboy hat emoji if that happened.
Hey, yeah, this is crazy. I think you'd have to have like an experienced cow person in there to really know like how to handle that or what to do. But like, do you put a blanket over its eyes? I don't know how to control a cow.
There were heroes. I'm looking. So, no, he had a leash. The cow had a leash. So there are heroes. A couple guys charged in and really took over the situation and got everybody out. But just, it's one of those things that is so out of place. Maybe not in Colombia, but here, if you saw a cow go into a waiting room at a hospital, it seems like you would short circuit. You probably wouldn't do anything. I would probably just stay seated and get trampled because none of that would make sense to me.
No, I would definitely stand up and try and get away from the cow because, you know, have you ever been side-eyed by a cow? You can't trust
and we've talked about how dangerous cows are. They actually kill more people than you would think. They trample, they buck them up. They're very violent. You remember my job, it requires that I'm around cows quite often. And I don't trust them. I wouldn't trust them at all.
Yeah, not with
anyway,
your life.
They eventually do get the cow out.
Okay.
But it just kind of blew my mind. Like how horrifying.
Yeah. And then everybody that was affected negatively in there got a side of beef.
Got the last laugh by getting a bit of that cow. Wouldn't taste very good because definitely that cow was under distress when it charged in there.
Okay. I've been to places in the Philippines where there have been stray dogs wandering through the hospitals.
Oh, the hospitals.
I broke my ankle in the Philippines and
seem sanitary famously.
Yeah.
And ankles. My famously weak ankles.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Yeah. So there's been that. But cows would be scarier, I think.
Oh, my gosh. Well, a pack of dogs. I think that a pack of dogs and a
like
cow
wolves?
Are pretty close. No,
like
not even wolves.
Like
just
wolves?
Like street dogs.
Yeah.
Who knows what the last time was they ate. And plus, the cow's not going to eat you. It's just going to trample you. But those dogs.
And if we want to wander a little further away from the actual topic, when I was in elementary school and there was ever like a dog that had wandered onto the school grounds, not necessarily a stray dog, somebody's dog that just happened to get loose or whatever, or a cat, we would usher the dog or cat inside the school and then let it loose, where the teachers would then have to deal with this mayhem. And that was always,
and not teach.
Yeah. And us not learn, which was always the goal.
Yeah.
It was always exciting when a dog wandered onto the playground. I remember that.
Yeah. And then imagine. And then why didn't your friends ever drag it inside? That's what
never
we would
even
do.
Thought,
we'd be like,
come on,
boy. Let's go inside.
Herd
it inside.
Into the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I share with you some late breaking news AF just shared in our group AF Facebook group? Lancelot, great news AF listener, posted a story about a man in the Ukraine who was snowed into his house so badly and that there was so much snow on the roads. He called the police and admitted to a murder. He called the police to tell them he killed his mother's partner by stabbing him in the chest.
Wow. What does the snow have to do with it?
He didn't.
He was trapped.
He wanted them to come plow the road.
Oh.
This ties in with a story we talked about a year or two ago about the person who got the ambulance to show up so they could get a ride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just so this was false. So this guy really did not commit a murder.
Yes. Yes. Immediately after arriving, the police discovered that the relative was indeed at the house in one piece and unharmed. No one had attacked him. But he said that the police needed to come and bring a snowplow because there was no other way to get the man who phoned in the murder.
I think this has to be a crime, right? Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to jail for a long time.
What crime could you confess to that would get a plow to your house, but yeah, not necessarily actually, no, be as
that,
dramatic
he's
murder?
Up to that he faces a fine, not a jail sentence.
What's the fine?
119 hervinas.
Ruples.
I don't know.
No, that's worth it. That's $1.50. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the exchange rate is for dollars to hervinas.
You know what would have been better? He should have lit a small portion of his house on fire, called mm-hmm. the fire department to declare his house on fire, put out the fire. They show up.
It's out.
There was mm-hmm. a fire. I managed to put it out. Thanks for showing up.
Why then can't you just spray paint a little bit of corner of your house black and then get a smoky? Yeah. So then you don't actually have to light your actual house on fire, but it looks like you did.
Wait, this can't be right. So basically, in dollars, that the fine is up to $4.27.
Tyson was right.
I wasn't far off, was I?
Yeah, but that doesn't include the bribes he had to get the policeman.
Yeah, record snowfall in the Ukraine. So feel good about that, Danny. That at least as bad as the snowfall is by you.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's not too bad.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be calling to claim a murder or arson to get my streets plowed
yet.
Yeah,
which by the way, my street for some reason is like the very last street plowed. I'd have to look at a map to see if it's like at the very center of some kind of circle they do, but mm-hmm. I feel like every other street is plowed and then mine is plowed last.
Also, when we talk about this story, we have to remember this happened in the Ukraine. We don't know how serious murder is frowned upon there or not. Like maybe it's just kind of like, yeah, whatevs anyways. Mm-hmm. And so it's not a big deal for him to call. Like maybe.
I think it's a big deal.
Probably a big deal,
I mean,
Tyson.
They were willing to plow the road to get through.
But I know, but now he has to pay almost $5
yeah.
for that fee where people are paying like $200 just to get their
driveway.
That was worth
it. Mm-hmm. $5 to get the road plowed to your house
mm-hmm.
and no other repercussions. That's crazy.
I would do that every day it snowed.
Well, you can only pull this card maybe once or twice in 10 years.
Oh yeah. The boy who cried wolf. Mm-hmm. Also, how much is $5 to this man is the other question. You
good
also
point.
Have to
that's right.
So
that could be 4 months wages.
Yeah. And if they're living off of that, like, I don't know. I need to find a place like that.
So much. We don't know so much.
There's so much we don't know. And it's only because Danny refuses to go on an adventure to the Ukraine, even though it's not a top tourist destination. The Kardashians have not been there. You should be going there before it gets popularized, Danny.
Okay. I just added it to my list. Mm.
Okay.
Tyson says Ukraine.
Perfect.
All right. Danny, what's next for you?
Trying to get out. I think I actually might be going on an adventure. Not with Tyson. Sorry, Tyson.
Where to?
This week. Oregon.
Mm. So, are you driving or flying?
Probably flying. I hope so. Oh. Mm-hmm. Driving would be dangerous. It's like snow from here all the way to the coast. Nonstop snow. So probably a little dangerous. But yeah, trying to get out, have an adventure. Then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Tyson, what's next for you?
Well, there's a big pickleball tournament coming up this weekend, which I'm not participating in, but I have one of the top pro pickleballers staying at my house for the weekend while he plays in the tournament. So hopefully get a little play in with a top pro and we'll also document it via camera.
Yeah,
that's so that's you got think. That. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think
do you
so.
Think he'll teach you some of his secret moves?
Yeah, he will. He actually, the organization that runs the tournament just told him that his new serve that he came up with after they changed the rules a little bit on serving, they have said that they won't allow it.
Oh, is this the one where you just like hit the person with the ball?
No, he puts this spin on it using his paddle and then hits it and they said that he can't roll the ball off of his paddle and then hit it, even though he found like a gray area loophole in the rules. And now one of the sanctioning bodies is saying he can't use it in their events.
They're going to let that sanctioning body.
He's been posting a lot about it and people have been arguing back and forth. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that, with him, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jay, when is Rob B. Tyson coming back?
Yeah.
Oh, Rob versus Tyson coming back. Oh, how come it says it different on here? Oh, there it is.
Yes.
I don't know. We're still in talks about what we're going to do. But we'll figure something out eventually.
Yeah, Rob is busy promoting the cookbook right now.
Yeah. Well, Twitch didn't seem to be like the best medium for what we were doing. Mm-hmm. So we're debating whether to move it to Facebook or do a different format or something like that. So we'll see.
Okay. And then...
So, yeah.
For me...
Go on.
Yeah,
let's hear it, yes. Rob.
Podcasting away. And then just trying to get Tyson to join me on Clubhouse.
Oh, that never materialized?
Never
happened. It hasn't yet. When should we do it?
I'll do it right
now. I saw Elon Musk.
What are you doing after this?
Right now after this?
Yeah.
You want to go live on Clubhouse right now? What are we going to talk about?
Whatever.
What is Clubhouse?
Tyson's exhausted.
I got to show
resources.
Tyson the ropes.
You already know about it?
I know. I'm on it every day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Teach me. I mean,
10 minutes.
I have a 10 minutes. We're just going to do 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, we won't go on for long.
Okay. We'll go on right now, right after this.
We'll have the Tyson Apostle welcome party.
We'll go on right after this.
Yeah.
As soon as we shut down here.
Yeah.
I will grab my headphones to my phone and I'll do it. We'll go in.
Yeah. I might need a bathroom break, but yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll go on there. And then. Danny, yeah, you get it on the Clubhouse too. Although I feel like that Danny.
I sent him an invite, but Danny's like,
Danny, I feel like Danny's like talking to strangers.
It could be awkward.
Mm-hmm. Or a stranger's going to jump
Tyson's
in there and join
one
us.
Of the best people at talking to strangers.
Oh, dude, Tyson can work a room.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Tyson.
that's how it goes.
Extraordinary. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Let him in. He's going to be like a, you know, cow in the emergency room, just like running.
Oh my gosh, yes.
But in
charging,
a positive way.
Positive way.
Yeah,
charging
very positive.
Yeah. They won't be able to stop
administering
him.
First aid.
But it's consensual charging though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So of course.
Good one.
Yeah. Okay, let me know how it goes. Mm-hmm. I'll be interested.
All right.
Yeah.
And then I'll be talking about the 34th best season of Survivor of all time, Survivor Nicaragua.
Ooh, nice.
Which was the first
none of my seasons
Tyson and I ever podcast about.
Yeah.
Oh.
None of my seasons have come up yet.
That's right. Hey, yeah, I don't think they're going to come up for a while.
So far, so good.
Yes. I've watched the entire run of... this is my seventh season of Survivor that I'm watching in 2021.
Wow. Does Danny want to download Clubhouse right now? I sent him an invite.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can do a News AF after show. Mm-hmm. And then Danny, this is going to propel your mediocre amateur career. That's the...
Yeah, I don't know, guys.
Clubhouse is the new Bitcoin.
No, it's not. Why don't you guys do your Clubhouse thing? Let me know how it goes.
Danny doesn't have FOMO. You can't make him have it.
Okay, yeah, okay. Exactly. You're out though. When we get 20 trillion followers on there, you can't.
Can I watch? Like, how do I watch?
Listen, but you download the app.
You have to have the app to listen.
Okay, I'm going to listen to you two, so I can just like. Peek in on what you guys are doing because I have no idea what it's about.
Yeah. You still have to sign up for the app though to do that.
Okay, I will do that. Then I will listen to you guys do your thing. I'm curious a little bit.
Okay.
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 All right.
Downloading now.
That is so much fun. Yeah, I'll be chatting with Tyson in a couple minutes. And then thanks for listening, everybody. Take care.
Okay. We did it, guys.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.